99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. Call us or text us at 206-803-ROCK. Let's go to Brad and Puyallup. Brad, you are on the Rock.
Well, what's up, guys? How are you?
Not too bad. Brad, what you got for us today, buddy?
I think it's pretty crazy, given the recent new evidence that suggests there's life on other planets, or at least there's UFOs and all the sightings that we've had all over the globe in the last several years. And it doesn't seem like anybody's talking about it. It kind of glazes people over. It's fascinating to me that not enough people really bring this up and talk about it enough. It's pretty crazy.
I think it's because, and you're right, I mean, they've released a lot of footage and a lot of data basically saying there are unexplained objects that they used to just would say were weather balloons or whatever, and now they've officially come out and said, we don't know what the hell that was. Whether or not that's life on other planets, that's a tough one, because they also haven't said it's that either.
They're 15 year olds playing with drones, guys. Come on.
Fair, but when you watch the Pill video off the coast of San Diego, off the USS Nimitz or whatever it was, I mean, there's no way that anything other than another living creature can make something maneuver like that. And it wasn't human, because human couldn't withstand the G-forces that up to what we know, that would create. So, given all the video evidence and stuff, I just think it's crazy.
You are making assumptions, though, Brad. I get what you're saying, because you're assuming that's what you're looking at is a vehicle that moves that way. I'm a sci-fi guy. I just don't know yet.
You know what you got to do is you got to listen to Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
What's he's
been
saying?
Telling you, he's the reason that
Pill
video,
man,
came out, man.
Oh, Tom is going to, he's a guy that loves
really
his stuff.
I'm just going off of the Navy pilots that were up in the sky with this thing. If you listen to what they're saying, I mean, what they're accounting of, it's incredible. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, what are they saying? I mean, they're saying they see this, but are they saying it's definitely a moving object that looks like it's definitely a vehicle? They're saying that.
100%. Yeah. If you watch the documentary UFO on Showtime, there's a lot of like real video and a lot of the people that were on that boat that have retired since then and come out and that were silenced for years. But when all this stuff got declassified in like 2017, they started coming out, and there's a lot of more people that were a part of that that have come out and spoke on it.
I haven't seen that documentary, but I have seen the documentary The Cat from Outer Space, and I'm totally right there with you.
There you go. See, Brad, that's the problem is that, I mean,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just think that people just go, well, they're like, why don't we see aliens? What's going on? Why aren't they communicating? Or if the government's covering something up, like, why? What is the point of that? That, I guess, is, if I go Star Trek, it's because we're not ready. We're just not ready as a society to accept.
People can understand it at all.
Yeah, and I will say this. It's probably because of philosophy. People's belief systems, where we're the only ones according to certain belief systems. There's no other beings in the world but us, or in the universe but us.
I wonder which member of our show an alien would want to hang out with.
I don't think I'm
leaning towards Joe.
Aww.
Joe?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if Joe is an alien.
That's fair. Actually,
oh, really?
I've wondered the same.
What makes you think I'm an alien?
I don't know. You just give off alien vibes.
Yeah,
man.
You're really tall.
I got lanky arms.
Yeah.
I appear in places.
You have awkward ways of hitting on people. That sounds like something an alien doesn't understand, social norms. And if someone is married to another person, you don't just go up to them and start flirting with them in front of their spouse.
An alien would do that.
Right.
Aliens do like being the third wheel.
Yeah. Okay. And
he's picking up guitar pretty quick from when I've my lessons, and he picked up golf pretty quick from what I've
loves
heard.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, he does.
This evidence is mounting.
And you know, my wife.
If you touch him with your tip of your finger.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah,
Steve?
You know what? That happened in Chicago. I shouldn't talk about that.
Wow. Yeah. I love the subject, but I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, you feel like it's so hard to hide things. How could you? I mean, I guess they could cover it up, but I don't know. You know, unless the aliens are working with us and they're like lizard people wearing body suits.
Awesome.
Knows?
Like They Live. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Put on the sunglasses and you can see what's up.
I mean, there's so many books that people really do believe in star people. And you've got, you know, all different names. The Greys and the lizard people and the Nords, like tall human-like beings, but they're very light-skinned with blonde hair. So many people believe this stuff. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I want to believe it. But then again, you got, you know, Penn from Penn and Teller saying it's just mathematically impossible to travel from whatever would be the nearest life-sustaining place to get here.
That's something that an alien would say to get you off the beaten path.
Oh, you think Penn's an alien?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
All right, Penn Jillette, you know, I often wondered.
Teller hasn't figured out how to talk yet. He's still, like, in the infant stages of being an alien.
So Teller's an alien who they're claiming is mute, but actually
takes years.
Doesn't speak human language.
Right. I mean, to be, like, as intelligent as we are, that takes years and years of training.
There's no coincidence that we're all magicians, either. Yeah. No coincidence.
Oh, yep. Making things disappear.
I mean, when you think about the fact that we can see all those stars in the sky and they do determine that they're all basically their own solar systems, it is kind of crazy to think we're the only inhabited solar system in the universe. In, you know, and we're only in one galaxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.